Ahava and blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us in activating, integrating, remembering, embodying our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Arya. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound healer. And I am your guide on this journey. And this episode is the companion episode to the episode on the full moon energies, full moon in Pisces energies. So if you have not checked that out, do check that out after you take a listen to this. Sound activations are energy healing, so I encourage you and invite you to create a sacred space around you, be it by lighting candles, by burning a little bit of incense, or simply by setting your intention. All you need to do to receive is be open. If you are listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio that cuts into the body of this episode with advertisements, I encourage you to please go to my website. Please go to my website. Please head over to a platform that does not cut in with advertisements. This is very, very important because we're creating a sacred container for your transformation, for you to receive the wisdom, the activations, the codes that you need during this portal. And we don't need, we will not have squirrely information coming in. So, that being said, all you need to do is be open to receive. Right hand over the heart, left hand over the womb space, the hara if you are in the masculine embodiment. Or you can have both your hands up, palms up at your sides. You can be seated or lying down, however you wish, and your eyes closed. Long deep breathing as we get started.
Feminine codes within us.
call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy fields, transmuting and alchemizing it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of alchemy, transformation, transmutation. I call upon Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth and wisdom. I call in your fiery and passionate energy. Allow us on the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth, activating the ley lines and vortices beneath our feet, aiding humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. As I call upon Archangel Michael, protector of the earth, I call in your protective energy. Ground us in your strength and courage. Shield us with your mighty power. I ask that you bring us into deep alignment with the wisdom of the earth. Light of the Shekhinah. vibration, allowing us to clear any distortions, any projections, anywhere we feel disconnected from the divine, anywhere we do not trust in the divine, in our infinite selves. And as we allow ourselves to come into divine union with our soul, with the divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Allah, strengthening our connection to the divine, bringing the golden light of Shekhinah into the Bina, into the Chokhmah, Sefirot, for wisdom, understanding, aligning with the third eye, the Ajna, the chakra, allowing our intuition to open. As we clear the layers, clear any traumas, any karmas, anywhere that we feel disconnected from ourselves, from our inner knowing, from the wisdom that exists within us, letting go and shedding into the golden light of Shekhinah any agreements entered into knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, where we decided to feel or to be disconnected from our inner knowing, from the wisdom of lifetimes, allowing a deep clearing and activation of our intuitive gifts. Strengthening our eyes, strengthening our ears, strengthening the inner ear and the inner eye. Letting go of the veil, the illusions, aligning more deeply with our intuition. We open, we receive. Bringing the golden light, breathing it into the Hesed and the Gevura. Sefirot, corresponding to the throat, to your communication, to the expression of your soul through the voice. Clearing away any vows of silence, any religious orders, strengthening our communication, strengthening the free and authentic expression of your light, of your soul, of the voice. Clearing away karmic patterns of silence, of not speaking and sharing one's truth. Thank you. shed the layers of ego. ourselves, fill ourselves with grounded safety, love, security. Bringing in the frequencies of safety, of strength, grounded expansion, grounded love. Purifying and alchemizing any experiences between the ages of conception to 6 years old. Rising up. Your goal. cell of your being filled with the light that you are, filled with the love you embody. As you wiggle your fingers and turn on your right side, give yourself some time to integrate all that we have received as we give thanks. Spirit guides and the angels and archangels, the light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, light, healing. Giving thanks to the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau and Archangel Raphael, the south, the Maya, the Mayim and the Shemayim, the water, Archangel Gabriel, the east, the fire, the Nuhra, Archangel Uriel, the earth, the Arha, Archangel Michael, in gratitude to Mary Magdalene, Kala Mashiha, Yeshua Mashiha, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage, the Venus lineage, in gratitude to all of our guides, to our star brothers and sisters, the Pleiadians, the Hathors, Arcturians, Lyrans, Syrians, Andromedans, the energies of the Reish, the Yud, the Nun, the full moon in Virgo, the full moon in Pisces, the sun in Virgo, the moon in Pisces. This, make sure that you subscribe, follow, share. Of course, don't forget to connect with me on social media at Embodying the Shekhinah, at Aurea Lara, AUREALARA. You can also find me on YouTube, Aurea Lara, AUREALARA. If you happen to be in the Dublin area in Ireland and you would like to join me for an in-person sound activation on the solar eclipse new moon portal on October 2nd, 2024, do check the link that is below and sign up. It's a small, beautiful space, so I think there are only enough seats or space for 10, 12 people. So don't forget to, if you're interested, sign up. I am deeply grateful for you, for this space. What a beautiful and powerful sound activation. I'm still kind of coming down. Make sure you take the time to ground, go out in nature, hug a tree, drink water, lots of water, pay attention to your dreams, journal, meditate, allow yourself to integrate fully all that you have received. Pisces full moon energies episode, I encourage you to do so you can get some tidbits on how to work with this energy. And I will see you.